It looms.
Familiar highways, lined with leaves turn brown, making my way.
We've solved the problems. Maybe not all of them, but we solved some of our audio challenges. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My thanks to Andrew from Maine for making me crack up on the text line. Andrew's saying, hey, maybe your system's still on Thanksgiving break. Well, it's back now. We got her back in the saddle again. Before the break, I was sharing with you guys some of the Better Business Bureau tips to have a successful Giving Tuesday. Again, if you want to check out Civic Media's list of some of our favorite charities that we've already curated and vetted for you, you can go to civicmedia.us. These are generally local charities or Wisconsin-based charities that focus some of their work here in our state. But the first tip, the first couple of tips, I personally think are the most important. Again, you can find these tips at give.org. That is, make sure that you have the charity's name exactly correct. You're going to want to resist pressure if somebody's asking you to make a give and give, putting a lot of time pressure on you, especially if it's a telemarketer or door-to-door solicitor. Be very wary. Be also very wary of the heart-wrenching appeals. I don't know about you, but like every time I hear the Sarah McLachlan song, like dubbed over one of the animal shelter commercials, I end up crying. It's so terrible. Anyways, just keep your eyes peeled for that. Cardi, I saw you nodding along. Do you tear up with the Sarah McLachlan too, my friend?
I'm more of the Bambi guy. Like, you know, Bambi died in a movie. I'm one of those.
Yes. That'll bring some tears to Cardi's eyes. I don't know anybody who's dry-eyed through Bambi. Let's see. Also, press for specifics. It is totally fine to ask for financial reports, the breakdown or a percentage of how much of my donation actually goes to provide the services that you all are supposed to be giving to people or whatever it may be. You can ask exactly how do they measure their performance, all kinds of those things. Use your good, reasonable common sense. Ask the questions that you want to ask. Go to the website for the charity and check out the mission, its program. It should publish its finances there. All of it should be available to you. You can also check with state charity officials. Most states, charities are required to register with the state, usually with the Office of Attorney General before soliciting, so you can do that. And do not assume that everyone that is soliciting you is in fact a tax-exempt charity. You can check out their tax status at www.irs.gov/charities-nonprofits/exempt-organ. It's a long thing. Just go to the IRS website. Y'all are smart. You can surf around and you will find whether or not, in fact, the organization that's soliciting you is indeed a tax-exempt charity. You can also check out the 20 Better Business Bureau Standards for Charity Accountability. That is all available and specific charity reports at the Better Business Bureau Wise Giving Alliance. You can just Google that. Again, that is the BBB, the Triple B Wise Giving Alliance. I also wanted to share with you a couple of websites that I have used in the past to check out charities. One is charitynavigator.org. There's also charitywatch.org, as well as givewell.org. You can, we're going to put these in the show notes for today. You can check out, you can research specific charities by name. You can find out how much they pay the CEOs. Like, for example, did you know that the National Rifle Association is technically a nonprofit? It considers itself a charity. And did you know that Wayne LaPierre makes something like 1.5, 6 or 7, I forget what it is. I think it's like, it's well over $1 million a year. Yeah, that Wayne LaPierre, the guy that has resigned under a cloud of corporate malfeasance and financial mismanagement, his purchasing of expensive $10,000 suits and suites and all. Yeah, if you've donated to the NRA and you like Wayne LaPierre's super duper wardrobe, you paid for that, my friends. You, You paid for that. Yeah, you can check out things like how much does the charity CEO make? I spent a little time poking around. That's how I knew about the Wayne LaPierre bit. But yes, I am big on Giving Tuesday. I am going to be sitting down tomorrow morning looking at a few charities here in Wisconsin. Tomorrow, we're going to start the show right at the top. I did this last year on Giving Tuesday. I'm going to do it again this year. If you have locally based charities that you know are run in a fiscally accountable way and you want to give a shout out to some of those charities that you know are doing incredibly good work in your community, tomorrow, 2 o'clock, top of show, that is where we are going to start. Keith from Broadhead just texted in an absolutely fantastic question. He's asking about the Roundup requests that you get at the checkout lanes at grocery stores. My understanding is that those tend to be organization specific, like who the grocery store is giving the money to. But I, before tomorrow, Keith from Broadhead, thank you for your excellent question. I'm going to do a little poking around. See, it is always a great conversation and real news here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where your questions, if I don't know the answers, I will go look them up. I love homework assignments, Cardi, from the listeners and callers. You want to get in on the action, y'all? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Matt from Middleton getting in on the action. He's saying, roast turkey's delicious if done right. Also, why are so many people struggling financially keep voting for a party that clearly only cares about the wealthy, not them or the rest of us? This is a fundamental question, and I think part of it is bound up in the fact that Democrats haven't taken a tough enough tack against billionaire tax breaks, right? Like, we need to do better on that. We're going to continue to dig in. We've got Brendan Duke coming up. He is the Senior Director of Economic Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. Matt, your question teased this up perfectly. We're going to talk about tariffs and what smart tariffs look like and how what Donald Trump's proposing ain't smart tariffs. All that and so much more coming up in today's show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Starting to see my grandfather in my nephew's eyes. Mom still can't talk about him and I'd almost cry. So fill your plate and fill your drink and fill this house with family. Kind of love a thousand miles can't wash away. Cause the older that I get, I see life short and bittersweet. Thank God for this Thanksgiving.